Dyke.
Bullsock, man.
That's
better
than faggot.
Bullsock? Shut up. Alright, let's get
going. Bullsack.
Alright, let's Whack go. Attack.
Spitting them lyrics.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, it's going.
I got a bag. I got a bag of funky feeling.
You're chilling with the Blambos. Dominic, Duncan, and River.
All right, what's up, guys? How's it going, everybody? It's your boy, the Blam Boys, bros, boys, bros.
boys, bros.
Today, it's your boy, Griffin, with
Duncan.
And we just rented Ready Player One and watched
we'll
tell you how it is before you spend any money on it.
So you don't buy it and just rent it.
Yeah, or not even rented at all. So let's talk about how we felt. So for initial reactions, thoughts, and feelings, how'd you think of the
movie? I mean, right off the bat, it looked really good.
It did look really good.
And I think they spent a lot of their money on the CGI.
Well, obviously.
Well, duh.
Because the rest of it wasn't as good as the CGI.
Yeah, I was going to say that. The stuff that happened in real life was like,
I know, it was kind of,
you didn't really care about it.
I know, it was weird. The whole thing...
it's kind of like the, I feel like the movie, it lacked luster.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like,
yeah,
just like,
it
kind
of, you know, just was like a story, but it was just like, it didn't really, you didn't get invested into the characters.
Yeah,
really.
I don't know if that's just because we like, took a break in the middle?
Maybe.
But even at the beginning, I mean, though, I wasn't...
I mean, the beginning, I thought the first half of the movie was good. I thought it was a good movie, and then like it kind of like fell off once they like introduced the like other people,
all the characters
in the game
in real life.
Yeah, when they introduced like the girl who was a big fucking orc thing, orc knucklehead in the movie.
Orc knucklehead.
It was, and then they introduced her, and then the other people, and then it was kind of just like he didn't really care about those people.
I feel like it was a cool premise to a movie, and I feel like it probably works really well as a book, because it was a book first, right?
Well, yeah, it was a book.
So I'm assuming the book's probably really good, and then the movie probably just didn't transition.
Yeah, thought I liked the concept of the movie. I wrote that down.
No, it was really cool.
Yeah, and then I liked the beginning, the whole race scene at the beginning. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, and they
with the camera and everything, like how it followed it at some points, and like it was just, I thought it was really neat.
And then all the different characters, like the Batmobile, the old like 70s Batmobile, 60s.
60s, man, Adam West.
Adam West.
And then King Kong's in it.
And then it looked really nice.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
All the CG, like the facial like tracking or whatever, like it was really nice. Like
between the character and the,
well, like the facial movements, like the animation, you know.
Oh,
like
yeah,
it looked really good.
Like when they're talking,
yeah, because
that's usually the hardest part for like animation.
And I thought it looked really well. But yeah, that main kid, whatever his name was, Wade. Yeah, I thought the actor, he was all right. He wasn't the best actor.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and then like
sincere cry right at the
end.
It looked like he put a bunch of eye drops in his eye and let it like roll out.
Yeah, like he just like takes off the mask and then he's just got like teardrop dropping down. He's just like,
and man, he loves looking at those goggles before he puts them on.
I know, he like
stare at him
for a bit. He's like, huh, these are the goggles. Yep, these are what I wear.
And I noticed both of them had Batman stickers on there.
Yeah, I did notice that as well.
I didn't know if that's like what they're like. They look
probably, it was like subliminally like, oh, they both like Batman. They're so perfect for each other.
Or like they come from the factory like that. Every single one
has a Batman sticker.
Well, they're in different spots.
Yeah.
Hers was on the top and his was like on the bottom.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. Details.
It's important. I was gonna say the budget was $175 million.
Damn. Is that a lot for a movie? I guess I don't know.
Well, Batman vs Superman was like $300 million.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, let me see how much Justice League's budget was, and we'll fucking see how...
Well, they had to pay two directors,
who gives a
so
shit about
it's
that?
Probably way more expensive.
I doubt it. I doubt they really put... I doubt what they paid the directors go into the budget.
What? It's part of the movie,
it's
though.
Their salary.
Yeah, but it's...
What?
I get, but it's still money that they're spending to get the movie made. I thought that's where usually most of the budgets came from, is like paying the people.
Is it?
That's what I always assumed, I guess.
Well, I figured that would be in the budget for the movie.
What is included?
Well, I guess the actors, budget. How much they get paid to depends on how much they make on the movie anyway, though, right? So maybe it isn't included in the budget.
Well, they make... Well, obviously they get paid.
They get a certain amount.
But and then they get money get, for, like, how much... Yeah, how
it goes over or something. So. Yeah.
Which is look at weird. Us over here. Analytics. Yeah, we're so
okay, so
take all this like without any fucking research. Like this is all you need
to well, know. I just did some research. I just Googled
you don't need research. Yeah.
I just Googled and the first thing that popped up is a film's production budget includes all costs incurred during pre-production, filming, post-production, and promotion. That includes buying the rights to the script, actors' salaries, production staff salaries, set construction, special effects, wardrobe, craft service.
So everything.
Marketing, dog training, everything.
Dog training. Like I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Looked up.
So let me go see Justice League's budget.
But
it's the race. It's Steven Spielberg is
the book author, right?
No, he directed the movie.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I mean,
that's yeah, what, he, that's yeah, what I meant. All those books.
all those scary ones, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. You gonna be alright, Griffin?
Yeah, you bumped me. That was funny. The famous whatever. Author,
Steven Spielberg.
No, he writes as Steven Spielbergo.
He's got a pen name.
$300 million was the budget for Justice League.
Oh,
so like Ready Player One was like a little over half of the budget. Aquaman's budget is $160 million.
Dang, they dropped a lot of money into those.
For Justice League.
What?
Why was the budget so high?
All that CGI they had to add at the
all
end.
All that shitty ass CGI that they had to put in there.
No, I don't know. Seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah. Coffee sippers over here.
But the race. So when he first races through it, it's a pretty long race, right?
Yeah, and then when he
reverses. And then he goes reverse, it takes like 30 seconds.
Well, that's all. It's a secret. It's a shortcut, you know.
I know, but he still followed everybody as they were going through it too, yeah, and he finished
right above. Well, it just felt longer just because he like showed a lot more. I don't know. I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt. I mean,
no, it was cool. I just noticed. It was just something I noticed.
Well, I mean, obviously they weren't gonna make it as long.
Yeah, it would be boring because he'd just be driving back.
But the movie was as long as it was. I mean, it was like over 2 hours.
It was a long movie.
It was pretty long. Like,
but again, I feel like. It probably needed more time for the story to like work better because there was a lot of parts where they kind of just
it probably would have been better
threw stuff in real quick because you needed to know things.
Yeah,
and then it was like rushed a little bit. Again, that comes from making it from a book. It's
it probably would have been better as like a show or something.
That's what I say about everything nowadays.
Well, yeah. Well, see, I was gonna feel like this concept would have been better because like you could have made like each key a season or something, but that would have just been dragging a book out too long.
Yeah, and people would complain about that.
Yeah. Thing. And the, yeah, like the first key, like it didn't take him very long to get it in the movie. Anyways,
why did it take him? How long were they doing that? Like 15, 10 years or something?
I'm not sure.
That's what I'm like. To figure out how many times did I race this race? And then it's like, oh, for some reason I feel like I should just figure it out all of a sudden. I don't know. It's like something's watching me.
Well, I guarantee, like I've watched people play it's online like before. Watching. There's gonna be some jerk off that gets in there and just starts driving backwards for no goddamn reason.
Yeah, probably. You're right.
I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, you feel
Again, the book was probably way better.
Well, if you're like in the front of the whole pack, like it'd be hard to reverse it.
Well, yeah, obviously, then you can, or you just wait.
Yeah,
sit like there, wait, everybody go by, and then you just turn around. Why do you have to go backwards through? Why didn't they turn around at the beginning?
You had to trigger it by going backwards. If you went forwards, you would just run into the wall.
God damn it!
It's like platform 9 3/4.
You just gotta believe. But yeah, that was just something I noticed.
I noticed is like when there are. Floating dancing or whatever.
Yeah.
He was able to change the music. Like, for the entire dance.
Oh, for the whole place. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, I know power doing that. Because he changed it to that, like, 70s music.
Yeah, it's like, how is he able to do that? Like,
he just said, this is my show.
I'm grabbing that music.
He said, I've got a key already. I can do what I want.
This movie's about me.
That's what he said. But also, at the dance scene, and then it turned into that fight scene, every time it flashed to him, he was sitting down. So I don't know how he was dancing while he was sitting down.
Yeah, I thought that was weird too. I noticed that when she started touching him, I was like, wait, he's sitting down.
Yeah, they're like floating through the air, standing up and dancing. Oh, and it flashed to him, and he's like sitting.
Well, the other guy,
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. The big businessman, he was sitting down in that.
He had that weird orb thing, but still, like you can't really walk in that.
And then he's a dumbass who left his password right there.
Yeah, it's like someone that like just tapes their password on their laptop. It's like. Yeah. What's the point of having a password if you're just going to put it right there?
Yeah, I thought that was a silly idea. Concept for them to be able to hack into it because his password was right there.
On I hacked this guy, man.
I hacked this real life guy. But I was going to say...
He was asking for it.
Even though it was like... didn't really need to even be in the movie, the whole like abusive like stepdad type situation, you know, like when he came home, part was...
So I assumed that was his mom, right?
I did too. Later in the movie, he said, "Mom," and then he's
"You
like,
killed my mom's sister."
And I was like, "What?" I must have missed something, I guess.
I mean, I guess he didn't call her mom. He called her by her first
name. Yeah, which I thought was weird too. Like, I'm like, why is he calling her by her first name? But like, it didn't really explain any of like.
His aunt.
It was his aunt.
But yeah, it didn't.
Why wouldn't you just say aunt?
Well, you we don't call our aunts just aunt.
Not to them.
But I'm not going to be like, you killed my dad's sister, my mom's
brother. Oh, oh, like that. Yeah, okay,
I don't know.
That's a good question.
My aunt.
My aunt.
I thought you meant, like, when he was, like, saying her name, like, why didn't he just call her aunt?
Hey, aunt.
How you doing, aunt?
I don't understand why you're with him, aunt.
You're crazy, aunt.
I've told you this 8 times. Aunt's not my name.
Why you call me aunt? Seen a bug's life, motherfucker.
Go fucking live in your van downstairs. Get out of here.
Go live in your van down by a river. But yeah, the whole stepdad thing, whatever he was supposed to like.
Yeah, that was weird.
The abusive person in the like, it was like didn't really need to be in it, and the guy sucked.
Oh, and that punch was so like
really bad. Yeah. Obviously, he didn't punch him. Like you could tell. Like,
and I'm pretty sure at one part when they were in that van, and the one of the Asian kids kicked. One of the security guards or whatever, he kicked, and the kick sound was delayed. It seemed like he went, whoop.
I missed it.
It was like delayed. I don't know. I could have just been wrong. I heard something else, but
no, it probably was. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just didn't notice that.
No, yeah, it was. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, bad. The guy, the dad was a bad actor. I mean.
Yeah,
piss poor.
Long hair. You could have done it better.
Yeah. You could check it right out of my mouth. You douche. But yeah, I just thought I could have done it better. Oh,
so I wrote down, like, before we even took a break to make dinner, I said the main character is obviously going to get the Easter egg.
Well, yeah, obviously.
That's obvious. I just wanted you to know that I called it.
They're on the movie. He didn't get the Easter egg.
Yeah, good job.
Damn, you.
I saw that coming.
You're like a mind reader.
I know.
That was pretty good, man. I can't believe you did that.
I didn't see that coming at all until the end. I gasped out loud.
I know, dude. I was like, oh my god.
What else you got that bag of tricks over there?
I like saw into the future.
I can see it. I saw him winning the game, and I was like, yep.
I just knew. I just knew.
This motherfucker is winning the game.
On the movie case.
Well, so is that girl.
Yeah,
she kind of won, too.
She let him win.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of killed her.
He did. Oh, yeah, he did.
He shot her, and he was like, you'll thank me for this. Bah!
Well, they killed like her avatar, so she would go back to real life and save her real life.
Well, avatars, there's real avatars. Like, you kill them, they die.
And we come back.
Not the girl that he was banging with his tail.
Oh, you're talking. He switched to the actual Avatar movie.
Did you switch to the Avatar
movie? Yeah, he started talking about that out of nowhere.
You're talking the actual Avatar movie.
Oh, no.
I think you said it's like Avatar, where like you die. But oh, wait.
I didn't say you don't die in real life.
Like Avatar.
That, do you?
No, you don't die in real life in this movie.
No, but
you
in Avatar you did?
No.
No.
You wouldn't die.
I thought that's what you just said.
That's what I was saying. He's comparing it to Avatar because you don't die.
I wasn't ever comparing
that's what it. That's what I thought. I got confused. Damn it. When you said Avatar, I thought you were talking about the movie Avatar.
I was talking about their you know.
Their character, the player's character.
I get that now. Yes.
Oh, okay. Whew, shit, we're on the same page.
Because he said that they...
His Abby, bro.
His Abby.
Should have said that and I would have understood it. But you said... What? You were talking about it.
About what?
We lost what we were going.
Yeah,
towards.
You like kind of like slipped us up right there.
No, you poured oil everywhere and slipped us up, bro.
I thought the Halliday character. I thought he was kind of weird. Like just like the.
I thought he was compared to some of the other characters. I thought he was all right.
as far as his, but I mean, like,
because he was just
more like in the game side, like when they're talking about him, he was a fine character. But like in the two flashbacks, like when he was like talking to Simon Pegg in that one part, he was like, I don't know, it just seemed kind of like, oh, okay, he's a fucking,
just a weird,
yeah, just a weird guy, dude. Just yeah, just.
Inclusive.
Oh, well, yeah, inclusive too.
Yeah, but no, he wanted to have his friend Simon Pegg.
His name was Simon Pegg in the movie.
Yeah, he wanted his friend Simon Pegg. No, it was like Ogden.
I think it was
Ogden.
I don't know what it was.
This is Ogden. This is Warner Brothers, by the way. Same people that did Justice
League. There goes WB again.
But they fucking spent. Like, they had, like, Iron Giant. I guess that's Warner Brothers. But, like, they had, like, all those. Like, wouldn't they have to pay some type of money to use those, even though it's
just, oh, don't they have the rights to, like, Batman and,
I guess. Because
they had an Overwatch character in there, didn't they?
Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah.
So, I don't, yeah, they probably had, well, I mean, if they didn't use a name, and if they probably changed, like, a little bit about the costume or something, enough to where you didn't notice anything, but there was a difference.
Obviously, you could tell that was an Overwatch character.
Well, that's the thing. If they changed, like, the color of her hair or something, then they but probably they did. Didn't
it was it was the exact character from Overwatch.
Trust him. He knows.
Fuck off.
I didn't know you played Overwatch that much.
No, but it's on. She's on the goddamn cover of the game. No, I know.
There could have been like the smallest thing that we would normally
notice.
But
they could still sue for that, even if it's the smallest change.
But I don't know if it would hold up.
But it's the fucking exact same character.
I have my law degree, Griffin.
You have your what?
My law degree. You didn't know that?
I still can't.
Wouldn't hold up in court.
You have your law degree?
Yeah. Did not?
I didn't know that. No.
That's right.
I missed that. When did you go to law school?
It was a couple 10 years back or something.
Oh, yeah. Where did you go to law school at?
Oh, yeah. You know, down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had a buddy that goes there.
What's his name?
When did you graduate?
When did I graduate?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, like, find his name.
Wait, what?
Seriously? Yeah. My buddy was in that class.
Oh, yeah? What was his name?
His name was, what's your name?
Oh, shit. Anywho. That was silly.
There's a possibility of a sequel for this movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Ow.
Do you read that?
Why? Yeah, it's on Wikipedia, so.
Oh, it's fucking gospel, dude.
Take it for everything you ever know.
Dude, fuck elementary school teachers. Wikipedia is a reliable source. I don't give a shit what you say.
Yeah, I mean, I use it for
that game. I know. I've never stopped getting my information there.
Yeah, dude, Wikipedia.
Dude, it's the first thing that pops up. Why would you go anywhere else?
Yeah, that's very true.
It's the easiest thing.
But I'm just like, I enjoyed this movie better than Justice League, obviously. And it's made by the same, company. So
studio.
Yeah. So it makes you wonder how the fuck movies like Justice League is made.
Hey, man. Because I think it's creative differences between the director and then the studio, and then.
But why did they have to push that out? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
They just had to get something out. That's all they wanted.
Like, it's just merching out a pile of shit is not gonna help you with this.
No, but they still made money off of it, so they don't.
Barely. They made like 600 million.
Oh, they only made 300 million off of it.
I mean. When fucking Infinity War is making like $1 billion, you would think a Justice League movie.
Did it get to $1 billion?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, did Black Panther still make more than it?
No, I'm pretty sure Infinity War, Infinity War has to be.
Everything comes back to Justice League, people. You just need to realize.
Yeah, you gotta just understand. Yeah.
Why did we get that?
It just doesn't.
Why are we here?
Why? But I noticed. So there was a few parts where the people were walking around on their mats.
$2.044 billion, Infinity War.
2.004.
That's almost double Black Panther. Black Panther.
$2 billion.
Damn.
Black Panther got $1.344 billion.
That's crazy.
Oh, but Avatar got $2.788 billion.
What the fuck?
I don't understand how Avatar made that much money.
I don't
money.
Either.
I don't get that. Anyways, what were you saying? Sorry.
Back to the Ready
Player
One.
We were talking about.
So the parts. So they explained that they're on the mats, right? So they can like walk anywhere, really.
He called it that. He called it a very specific name in the beginning.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember it. So
I don't
could
remember.
Just say it really
but
fast and be cool.
It was an omnidirectional
pad or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But it shows other people in their apartments and then people outside not using that.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't work, like, at all, playing the game.
Or
like,
what do you mean?
Because the mom, like, down. The mom playing in her living room, she's running through this giant battle, but then it flashes to her, and she's just jumping on her couch. But you'd be, like, running into walls, fucking hitting shit. You know what I mean? That's all.
Just run in place, dude.
No, weird. That would just, like...
Neighbor below. Like,
God damn it, that motherfucker keeps running.
Just, they probably wouldn't hear it, because they'd be playing, too.
I don't understand, like... Why they like that place with all the RVs like stacked up, and like the Pizza Hut was like it was like old version of Pizza Hut, and then the Doritos and the van was the old version.
And then they were talking about people see that's not, I feel and like then that might they be said
open up
Duran.
Open up a tab like the soda tab and like watch something.
I don't know, talking about another tab on the internet.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah, that was him thinking about it, like, should I say yes?
No, I didn't think I actually thought that and be like, no.
Yeah, I feel like that might be something that they would have explained in the book. And maybe something came up in the movie, but I didn't notice it.
It didn't really, like, it was just, I figured it was just at least supposed to be future, but it's
I expected like reality to be like real shitty, and it's like it's about the same.
Yeah, it's just like that one spot that was like shitty area,
and then
but like it didn't. But it doesn't like explain any of that. Just the oasis. You know what I'm saying?
That's all they care about.
What?
Bunch of junkies.
Yeah, gotta get that fix of your oasis.
Yeah.
Bless you.
But yeah, I mean...
That was a cough, but thank you. I had to clear my throat.
It looked really good. I mean, that was the best part, I think.
Yeah, it did. The CG was...
The game looked pretty cool. I'd play in the
OS. I'd play that shit.
I'd play it.
But yeah, the CG was way better than Justice League, so...
Yeah.
That gives it a big plus. Not as good as Infinity War,
because it always comes back to Justice League people.
Yeah.
Especially with Griffin.
Yeah, well, when you make that piece of shit, when I grew up with it, I mean...
Yeah. You fucking let down, Griffin.
You really let me down.
We should write them a lot of angry letters.
Should we?
Yeah. Say, hey, you really upset Griffin.
You really upset me, so if you really want to make it up to me, you should definitely get Edgar Wright to direct a Flash movie, and I would be okay with it, you know?
And then we're good.
Yeah.
And then James Gunn do Suicide Squad or something.
James Gunn. They definitely need to get James Gunn, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? They fucking Marvel just dropped him. That would be the best thing they could do right now.
Disney dropped him. Marvel probably would have kept him.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, that's.
You saw why though, right?
Yeah, but it was like
he had like a bunch of weird.
Yeah, but
what he called jokes? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know where he learned.
They were not funny at all.
I don't know where he learned his jokes. What other movies has he directed though? Like, because Guardians of the Galaxy is
Guardians and Guardians 2, and then he directed Super with Rainn Wilson and Ellen Page. He directs that movie.
Super.
Yeah.
Ellen Page. What's that movie about?
It's about Rainn Wilson, and he becomes a superhero, but he doesn't have any powers.
He just uses a pipe wrench and bashes people's heads in.
Yeah. It's really dark, and it's really weird.
It's like, really weird. Like, is it older? A weird rape scene.
Yeah.
Really? Where
Ellen Page rapes Rainn Wilson, and it's really weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's really like, weird. How old is this movie?
I'll look it up. It's like 2006.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of it, but I've never...
Yeah, it's been on Netflix for, like, ever.
Really? Mm-hmm. I need to look that up, then.
But, and then, like, Ellen Page...
You probably recognize the movie picture.
Yeah. Is it just called Super?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Ellen Page gets her face blown off. And
Oh, well, don't ruin it for me. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, well, sorry. She didn't get her face blown off.
No, because we didn't have one of them damn Rubik's Cubes.
But then you guys would not go back 60 seconds with me. Because, like, she was right next to him when he threw it up, and she didn't go back 60 seconds, so, you know.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense.
We would have to leave the room and run away real quick.
Then we would come back real quick, and then...
It's definitely not
the... Wait, what? Why would we outside?
No, we would come back.
Because he goes back 60 seconds.
Yeah. We'd be sitting back down.
Oh, that's right. True. True that. What are you looking at?
I have not... 2010 is when it came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see nothing
for Shut that? Up, crime.
Uh-uh.
I didn't realize
that. And then he directed, wife falls under the influence of a drug dealer, an everyday guy transforms himself into a Crimson Bolt, a superhero with the best intentions but lacking
it. Isn't it Kevin Bacon that's the bad guy?
Yeah, Kevin Bacon's the guy that...
Really?
Yeah, gets her all hooked on the sauce.
Oh, Rain... Okay, you kept saying Rainn Wilson. I wasn't sure who that was.
Yeah, the guy at the office.
Dwight?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Fuck, where's the guy? Yeah, Rainstorm Wilson.
Rainstorm Wilson.
Sean Gunn's in it. I wonder if somebody had the hookup.
Who?
Sean Gunn. Somebody related to James Gunn.
It's his brother. He's,
oh, it is?
Yeah, he's in Guardians.
He's the guy. He's the henchman for the blue. Yeah, yeah, for the blue guy. Yeah. Oh. And he does the green. Like, he does the suit for Groot.
I wonder if he likes pedophile jokes, too.
Well, they were stupid jokes. Obviously, they were stupid jokes. But, I mean, they're like 10 years ago.
No, I know. But,
you're a completely different person from.
No, yeah, 10 years. I know. It just. I don't. Those are just weird jokes.
Yeah, they're stupid jokes, but I mean, it's not. I mean, they knew about
it's
it.
It's Twitter.
Yeah,
it was Twitter 10 years ago. It wasn't.
Yeah,
like,
there was nothing good on that.
It's like it's not. It doesn't. It shouldn't be.
It's just bad jokes. Yeah,
it shouldn't be a reason for him to get fired. I don't think. I mean, it was already. No. It was already on his Twitter when he got hired.
Yeah. No. Definitely. And just the fact that they found like that shouldn't.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, then now. But again, I wasn't really a big fan. Subreddit of two. Like, digging back on people's Twitters, bringing shit up from the past.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays, I don't know why anybody wouldn't just go back and be like, I should probably delete some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You'd think. Baby raping joke didn't work too well back then. I only got 5 likes on that. Maybe I should delete it.
Yeah. I'm not saying they were funny jokes.
No, I know.
But I did.
Yeah, right. You're defending the jokes.
Yeah, they were fucking hilarious. I'm sorry.
I'm just defending them because I laughed and no one else did.
I read them out loud and I laughed, and people said, "What are you laughing at?"
These hilarious jokes by James Gunn. Have you read them yet?
He's such a provocateur, or whatever he called himself.
Yeah, what?
That's what he said. He said, I was a provocateur. With my jokes.
Cool.
He pulled out the big words.
Cool, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to have to watch Super now, though.
Well, and then James Gunn, he directed this like TV safe porn or something.
What?
Oh, yeah. There's this show.
Yeah,
and it was like taking the beginning parts of like porn, like making like a beginning part of a porn and like not having sex in it. The premise was something like that, and it was like it wasn't like a long show. It wasn't like 30 minutes or anything. It was only like 10 or like 11 minutes.
Oh, he directed movie 43, or he was a writer for it.
He wrote Slither.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say he directed that too. Infinity War is number 4, like, top movies.
Grossing money?
Yeah, worldwide, yeah. Avatar is number 1, Titanic's number 2.
Oh, Titanic's 2, for James Cameron.
Yeah, and then Force Awakens is number 3.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Obviously.
Nuts. Nuts. People, I mean.
Nuts.
PG porn.
The Avengers, six worldwide.
What are you calling fucking cashews? Oh, seeds. No, seeds. Fucking seeds, guys. Not nuts, seeds. Good. So seed, dude.
Fury 7 got 1.5 billion.
Can't believe they're making another one, and then they're making a spinoff.
Yeah. Of what?
The Rock's character.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Have you seen that Skyscraper already? If you saw the Skyscraper trailer or whatever?
Yeah.
That movie?
I'm a diehard American. I like my beer cold, my fireworks loud on the 4th of July.
And something like that.
Just stuff like that is.
There's this one trailer where it was stupid.
Yeah. It looked. I just was watching it. I was like, what the fuck?
And then he's got a amputated leg.
Yeah, prosthetic leg. Yeah.
Could have probably found someone that actually didn't have a leg and put him in there instead of the Rock.
Yeah, I don't know how they would have done those scenes. That would have been. How would you. Because he, like, takes it off and. Like,
yeah, it'd be easier to make it look like he had a leg there.
Maybe they, like, cut his leg off for the movie. Like, he was that dedicated for the role.
Yeah, if you go find him now,
he just left it on ice and then sewed it back on when he was done.
Maybe, probably.
Just every day. Just cut it off and sew it back on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, at the end of the day, he's like, all right, guys, get in here.
All right, we'll sew it back on.
Can I put this leg back on, goddamn.
2 hours later, he wakes up and just does it again.
He just got so tired of getting knocked out to do it, they just sawed it right off while he's
there. Just sitting there drinking his coffee and they're sawing his leg off.
Oh, morning, guys.
I hope this movie's good.
This movie's gotta be
No, it's not gonna be good.
The guy saw it is like, Rock, you've been in like 20 other movies right now. What do you need to be in this one for?
Well, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really weird that he like takes like these.
I have no. Yeah,
he takes stupid movie offers like when he's like could take like more like better.
I know. I mean, I don't know. He's just always been like that. He just thinks he doesn't turn anything down.
I know. And then he's got a TV show on HBO.
Well, he makes it. He's like a producer or something.
He's just doing like as much as he can.
And he's always said that. He's just always fucking just trying to make as much money as he can.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing to do.
No.
Yeah, it's way too much fucking work, dude. I'm getting tired just watching him.
He's taking it away from me.
Yeah, give me the money. I'll give me some of that money. I don't want to do nothing for money.
Yeah, I should get it and not have to work for it.
Yeah. I'll just go to WWE.
What?
I'll just go to WWE. WWE.
I'll be your trainer. Thanks. Your manager.
Appreciate it. I'll come down and I'll just be like, I'm going to kick everyone's ass. And then someone just comes out and just beats the shit out of me.
Someone just throws a chair at you from the audience. And you just fall flat.
Kind of like off a Hot Fuzz where it just hits you in the face and fall over.
Oh, yeah.
That part, trash can.
Yeah. He doesn't fall over, though.
No, I know. You'd upgrade the...
I fall over.
You would end up falling over from the chair.
You just go completely limp. And then just,
that's a good one.
I thought hard on that one.
Ooh. I like that idea. But the idea I was having is that I would say I'm going to kick everyone's ass and then someone will come out and then just destroy me. That was my joke. So.
What would your stage name be?
Sinestro.
You thought about this? Sinestro. I think that one's taken.
Is it?
I was going to say something, but I don't want to say it.
It's a DC villain.
Say it. I know.
Oh, okay. What were you going to say?
You know what I was going to say, but I'm not going to say it.
He was going to say the F word.
No, but I probably, my name would probably be the bitch boy.
The bitch boy?
Yeah.
And just then, starting off the lowest, well, as low as you can.
Yeah, because, like, you gotta start somewhere, and then like, you gotta get your foot, you gotta get your foot in the door.
Might as well start at the bottom.
Why not, dude?
Easiest to climb.
And then nowhere to go but up, you know?
Exactly.
Or just stay where you're at the whole time.
I mean, at least I'm in the WWE, so
yeah,
I'm making that money.
Oh, is that the bitch boy? And this Karen just zooms over real fast and shaking on him. And
I just stand there and someone just comes in like clotheslines me. And
you just like scream.
Wow, he does not let that name down.
He stays true to his character. But back to the movie we were talking
about. Oh, yeah, that thing.
Oh, what movie was it?
Ready Player One. They probably, people listening probably forgot it.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually talking about Justice League.
At this point, they'd probably think that.
I was going to say, I didn't really care for T.J. Miller's character.
The voice didn't match the character. Like,
if they no. Which I guess is the whole point.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah. And like I like that they didn't show him in real life. Like
I know, I was wondering if they were going to or not.
It just kind of just made you think it was just like some fat nerd in his basement. Like,
well, I mean, it's T.J. Miller.
Not too far away from him.
No offense, T.J. Don't.
Nah, he's not fucking.
Don't be mad at us.
Who gives a shit?
Don't be mad at us.
What are you gonna do? Call bomb threat on our house or something?
Bomb threat on our house.
I'd get us out. I'd get out if someone did that. I mean, shit, I don't want to be bombed.
One of our phones just starts ringing.
What did you just say?
I didn't understand what you're saying. He's saying all kinds of gibberish.
You'll understand later.
Frozen is number 12 worldwide in money made.
God damn.
What's number 10?
Number 10, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Ooh. Ooh, no shit. What's number 32?
Number 32,
okay, does the list go down? I mean, obviously it goes to that, but...
Alice in Wonderland, 2010.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Any other numbers you want me to...
Yeah.
15.
Oh, that's a good one.
I kind of want to keep this going. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That's still going
that's
on.
That's the one that just came out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's climbing.
It's already at 1.2 billion. What? Really?
Really? Is it still in the theaters?
Yeah.
Yeah. It like just came out. Like not that long ago.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks.
Yeah, Melinda told me how that ended. It didn't sound like it ended very good.
I don't really want to see it.
I don't really care.
I don't really care.
Not about your opinion. I don't really care for the movie.
No, I know.
Yeah,
it
I
was
know.
Just funny.
It was just funny how you just said that.
I don't really care.
I don't care. I don't care.
Care.
It came out June 22nd. That was 6 days ago, and it's already made.
It came out 6 days ago?
Yeah.
Dude.
Wait, no.
We're in July, buddy.
Fuck you. Shut up.
About a month ago.
I thought it came out recently. Whatever. It
came out. That's pretty recent.
But it only made $392,000 in domestic, which is the U.S.
Oh, really?
They made 823,000 world and foreign, like probably Japan and China and stuff.
Europe.
Maybe, yeah.
Russia. I would assume that's probably not.
I was thinking people that don't understand American and they just like big flashy things on the screen. And it's just
I
like,
think they might translate it for those people.
Well, yeah, but. You think they're going to go to the movie to sit there and read the subtitles for Jurassic World?
Who knows? How many other countries are watching our movies?
Well, yeah, but I'm just like...
Yeah, that'd be interesting, because, like, they make a lot...
It's
like,
weird to think like that, but our movies, like, you know, dominate everybody else's. But
a lot of the stuff in America does. They've got
their movies, but, I mean, ours carry overseas.
Like, with Deadpool not, like, opening in China, like, that was a pretty big deal, because China's a huge market for movies.
Why didn't it open in China?
Because it... The rating on it.
Oh, they
China wouldn't let it.
Oh, okay. I thought people, they were like, nah, we're not going to put it in China.
The people in China did. The ones in charge, they're like, obviously. Nah, our people can't handle that. You can't show that over here.
So then they had to wait until it came out either on digital
but
or...
But did they show the first one in China?
No, the first one didn't. Neither of them did, I don't
think. Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Any other numbers for the worldwide?
20.
The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Is that the second one?
That's the third one.
I don't know. It made 1.1 billion. The second billion.
One is...
Two Towers?
The Two Towers.
Guess what's below that? Skyfall.
What, the Netflix movie?
No, that's James Bond. I didn't know. Okay, never mind.
Oh.
I thought it was that one with aliens Daniel and it had Turk off of
Scrubs. No, that wasn't a Netflix movie, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was before...
It was just a movie on Netflix.
Yeah. But you know what it had Turk on it and he dies in it.
Where is it?
I think it's called Skyfall, though,
I'm pretty sure it's something like that.
It's pretty similar to that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You don't know what we're talking about, whatever. Any other numbers?
It was an alien movie. It had Turk from
Scrubs. And there's like this whole thing with these lights. Like, if you looked into the lighter or something, like, it takes you...
I didn't even look into it that much.
Oh, you didn't? I watched
it. I just remember seeing Turk, and then in the preview, you see him get smashed.
Oh.
I don't want to watch it.
I watched it. I didn't watch the trailer before I watched it.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. It's okay, though.
Any other numbers for the top charts?
No.
Come on, 44.
Oh.
44, okay, I like that. I like low.
Yeah, fuck 18.
Yeah.
18
minutes. Well, who cares about the... We want to know the lower numbers.
Okay.
Ooh.
What's the lowest number it goes to?
Well, it was pretty low.
I didn't want to hold your hand.
The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies is 44.
Dang, I'm good at picking those.
Yeah.
But the lowest number it goes to is 745.
What is that?
There's only been 745 movies released.
I guess, and it's Valkyrie.
Oh, another James Bond.
It's not James Bond.
Oh, that's good, but that's got Daniel Craig in it, isn't it?
What's Valkyrie?
It's got Brad Pitt, I think, in it. I don't know. That's supposed to... Oh, Tom Cruise. That's who's in it.
Oh, never mind. That's where he tried to kill Hitler. He tried to bomb
him. Oh, that's right. Put a bomb on the table or something. Yeah, Hitler.
Because the leg of that table.
God damn it, Tom Cruise. Why couldn't you just kill Hitler?
It only it made 200,000.
It made 200,000?
Worldwide.
Damn.
It only had a budget of 75 million, though. Wait, no, wait. It made a bad 200 million, my bad.
No. Who's it
say? My bad.
200,000, man. I'm really thinking about my life.
I don't know why that's the lowest it goes to. Maybe just because.
What's number 100?
Number 100?
100. 100.
100.
100. Boy.
Oi. Just a second. Number 100 is Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Ooh.
$714 million. And Deadpool comes in at 98, 731.
98,
yeah.
The first Deadpool?
No, second Deadpool, my bad.
Oh, where's the first one? Specific. The first one's higher, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at 82. No, 783
million?
Yeah.
What was the first one, or what's the lowest one that made a billion?
The lowest one that made a billion? Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, the lowest ranked one that made $1 billion.
Yeah.
Like, the last... The first... Lowest, the Dark Knight made 1.004 billion. Mm. Wait, 1.004 billion.
I'd take that point.
And it was number 35. 35?
The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight.
The
Dark Knight.
The...
And then Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is right beneath that.
It did make $1 billion. Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah.
99.9999 million.
Million.
No, it made 974 million. So it was a little bit away from it. And then Despicable Me made 970 million.
Holy shit.
Did I say Despicable Me, just the first one? I meant the second one. I don't know why.
Oh, the second one made more than the first one?
I guess.
Yeah, this guy read.
No, Despicable Me 3 made $1.034 billion.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They made more money than...
What's the most... The highly grossing... Highest grossing animated movie on there?
I can do that. Give me a second. You want?
Well, Frozen you said was 12, right?
Yeah, I think Frozen.
It's probably Frozen.
Probably Frozen.
Yeah, Frozen would be. Yeah, it's the highest ranked.
How much did it make?
Yeah.
$100.
Unless you want to count.
Unless,
unless you want to count Avatar, which is a lot of CG, but
no.
But yeah, Frozen. How much did it make?
Yeah.
$1.276 billion.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
And then
I wonder how much they pay all the
Minions made $1.159 billion. That's the second highest grossing animated movie.
What number is it ranked?
17. It's above Captain America Civil War.
Minions did?
It made more than Captain America Civil War. Oh my god,
those things blew up. I don't know why.
Yeah. It only made 6 million more than Civil War, but still. That's still a lot of money.
Wait, it what?
It only made 6 million more than Civil War.
The Minions did?
Yeah.
It made more than... Oh, Civil War.
I was thinking
Infinity War.
No. Yeah. More than Civil War.
Damn,
and Transformers Dark of the Moons, 19.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that made it that high.
All right, let's go back to the movie.
The movie we were reviewing.
Oh, yeah. The really good movie that we were reviewing.
Oh, is that on the list?
None of us ever said really good, yeah.
Nah, I was being smart-ass.
Smart ass.
The situation of why we're not talking about the movie.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to say about the movie? How long have we been going?
Like 40 minutes, bro.
Yeah, that's good enough. I don't know why we've been going this long for this movie.
Because you want to talk about those, right?
Started talking about that's in box office, baby.
No, like it looked really good, and I like the whole premise of everything.
Yeah,
like,
but it's just
more meat to the story.
Yeah, and yeah. just like. It was cool to look at, but like it was disappointing.
Yeah.
Because like it was good at the beginning. Like I kind of liked the story of like trying to get like.
Yeah. I wish I would have read the book first.
Yeah. I heard the book's not that good, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I just assumed because you're just able to put so much more into a book, like, yeah. Detail wise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind
reading the book, but yeah, it's just. You don't really care about the characters. You don't care about that girl. You don't care about the guy. I mean, like...
Yeah.
The book I'm reading right now, I'm almost done with. That'd be a cool movie.
What is it?
Gateway.
What's that?
I'll go grab it real quick.
All right.
Well, let's just rank it, I guess.
Well, yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to ask you if you had your...
Oh,
you decided.
I don't... Do you have...
I'm going to kind of go off of some of the other stuff. Because I felt like it was kind of on par with, like... Bright,
yeah.
Like how I'd said, it would have been a good TV show, maybe.
Yeah, I'd rank it a little bit more than Bright, but I ranked Bright 60, so I'd probably give this like 69. Haha.
Yeah.
Boss Man 69. Haha. I was in the movie. Haha. That was the guy.
Oh yeah, that was so dumb.
Was BO 55, Man 69.
What was that rated?
PG-13.
Really?
And it's fucking chunky. And he said,
it dropped an F bomb. I was like,
yeah.
One. And then that whole hallway of blood. Yeah. I was just surprised.
Well, they dropped one F bomb.
It looked like Kool Aid, though. It didn't really look like blood. It looked like Kool Aid.
No, I know. But I mean, that's like, what it is in the movie. It
looked like Kool Aid with not enough water.
Yeah.
Kool Aid with too much water.
It looked like.
Oh, yeah, because it was dark.
It looked like cherry G2. You know, like, the GTA, like, it's kind of, like, clear.
To be super precise.
You got a ranking for it? Want me to go first?
I said 60. I said 69. Go.
Yeah, I was thinking probably...
Well, no, I'm going to go 65. I'm not going to give it that high.
Oh, you stole mine.
God.
Ah. Yeah, I'll probably give it a solid... Yeah, I'll do 65. I was thinking 65 the whole time.
Duncan's nodding.
There should have been more Simon Pegg in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really wasn't in it that much.
Yeah.
Was that one of the main reasons you really wanted to watch it?
Well, I saw he was in it, and I was like, I'm
in.
I watch this.
Simon Pegg, I'm in.
But he's, like, barely in it, so.
Yeah.
Got anything,
But these
bro?
Movies came out, this came out, like, around the same time as A Quiet Place. which is funny because
this one did.
Yeah, because we're debating about.
Yeah. Mm. I still want to see that.
Well, you still can't.
I can't.
You still can. I said.
Oh, okay. Phew. Good.
No, you still can't.
Oh fuck.
What, do you got a ranking yet?
I'm thinking, man. Sorry. This is just tearing at him. This really is just tearing at him. You looking at all your other ones, trying to, or
yeah,
did you space off?
I was looking at him. I'm like, what?
It's definitely better than the Legacy of a White-Tailed Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Fuck.
I feel like 71.
71?
71?
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost want to drop down Legacy of a White-Tailed Deer Hunter. The more I think about it, it's like I shouldn't even give it a 58.
Yeah, dude. 46. I mean, that's probably being gracious with it.
So, okay. So, what'd you say, Griffin?
I said 65. You and me had the same
65.
You said 71, Duncan? Mm-hmm. 71. 72, 73, 74, bing, 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 bing. I don't know what that was about.
City 5.
Like some Mexican game show.
The peso is right.
Hey! The peso is right. Hey, arriba. Well, maraca, maraca, maraca.
That about wraps it up.
Yeah, so I guess that's it.
That was Ready Player One.
Yeah, that was our take on Ready Player One and the box office.
amongst other things.
Yeah, I mean, follow us Instagram, Twitter at the Blam Bros.
At the Blam Bros.
Subscribe on iTunes if you haven't already. Website you probably already know about, but it's www.theblambros. No, you gotta do http.
You don't have to do that.
://
https ://
There is a S on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's S, it's not secure. Don't go to that. That's not our website.
Shit. And then www.blambros.com/
Yeah, you don't have to put /. But yeah.
You got it to put
you get
it
the point.
Exactly in the.
I mean, you made it to this. You made it this far, so I think you could probably figure it out.
Yeah, well, anyways. Thanks for listening to the Blam Bros. And we appreciate you
listening. The Blam Bros.
Goodbye.